You're listening to the Ask Coach Parry podcast. If you'd like to join thousands of other runners from around the world who are getting direct access to Coach Parry, his science-backed training plans that work, and a community of runners to motivate you and hold you accountable, then head over to coachparry.com/ask. Welcome onto this edition of the Ask Coach Parry podcast. And today, question from Gordon that popped up in the Coach Parry forums on the Coach Parry app. He said, "Hi all, I'm a relatively new member. He's training for a race in October. He's one of the lucky few on the planet who do have races on the calendar." He said, "But I have an interval hill workout scheduled for this week. Where I live, there are absolutely no hills." He's also not in the minority there. I've spoken to a few people over the last few weeks who, it's so flat they can almost see to the other side of the country where they live. So he says his question is, "Can I do it on a treadmill that can elevate to 12%? My question is, how do I modify the workout on the treadmill to get the benefits of the interval hill session?"
Yeah, so absolutely you can do it on a treadmill, and that's in the absence of hills, that's first prize. And that's easy. You set that treadmill to around 4-5% gradient. You convert your minutes per mile or minutes per K into a kilometers per hour so that you can set that up on the treadmill. If it's a 2-minute hill repeat, then on the down, you're going to put it onto 0% and walk the equivalent distance to what you covered in those 200 meters. And then it'll be exactly the same as the hill session that you've had planned out on the road.
So as far as the actual session itself, nothing changes. The interval length is the same. It's exactly the same as you would on the road.
Yeah. So you try and replicate it as far as possible. And look, if you do have one of the slightly more expensive treadmills that can do decline, then you put it on a 4% decline and you go for the same distance down as you would have gone up in your 2 minutes or your 1 minute.
Let me ask this question. If someone does live in a hilly area and they have a treadmill, is it better to do it on the road or is it better to do it on a treadmill?
Look, there are definitely some pros to doing it on a treadmill. I think doing it outside is better. Of course, safety needs to be taken into account. If you're living in an extremely hot, humid area, then again, the physiological stresses maybe mean that the treadmill is better. The one advantage of the treadmill is that it is a little bit easier to keep up with the pace, so to speak. And so you stick it on that speed and then you go for it. And you stick to it. So that has a good component in terms of the neuromuscular stuff and the coordination and muscles firing and increasing your cadence, which is obviously advantageous. But on the road, again, it's just that little bit harder. You've got to work that little bit harder. So the strength gains and that you get are probably that little bit better.
All right, cool. Lindsay, as always, thanks for your time. And Gordon, thanks for that great question. Much appreciated. And we look forward to catching up again soon.
Hey, it's Brad here again. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Ask Coach Parry podcast. Before I go, don't forget to save your seat in our upcoming Comrades Marathon training webinar. You can head over to coachparry.com/webinar for all the details. And if you've got a question that you need help with, or if you'd like to run as well as we know you can head over to coachparry.com/ask.